Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues, and let's see. Spoiler alert, I had to ask producer Mike about this because I wasn't monitoring. Blues take it to overtime and lose one to the Flyers. I would have felt better if they went to a shootout and Marchand or whatever was called up to try to play with that one. If you haven't seen the clip of that. So, you know how a shootout works. You put the puck at center ice, the player gets to skate, has to go forward towards the goal, gets a shot, you know, if there's they stop moving or it goes past the blue, you know, there's certain restrictions of what would stop the play. Well, here's one of them. If you totally whiff on the puck and it moves and it doesn't move with you, it counts as your try. So they blew it a couple of days ago. Flyers in town. I would have felt a lot better if it went to that. They actually scored in overtime. It didn't go to shots or anything. Bummer. So 4-3 Flyers win. My roommate was a big Pittsburgh fan, Penguins fan forever. He always called them the Flyroids. That kind of stuck with me anytime I see that. I do have a Philadelphia Flyers jersey, though. I purchased one some time ago, back when you can get a starter jersey for like $35 on a discount rack somewhere. You can't find hockey jerseys like that anymore. You know, I wanted to ask this question. We went through a pretty big saga just a couple of years ago when it came to Governor Eric Greitens. At the time, we were following the saga. There was testimony. There was no photographs. There was this. There was that. Eventually, he decided, I'm going to resign from office. Charges dropped. Now, there was some question if that was something the circuit attorney's office could have done to begin with, because there was some sort of personal incentive to drop the charges, which was it would make it so she wouldn't have to testify. And a lot of people wondered, too, there wasn't really the evidence there. Was there really much of evidence of any crime being done? Here's the thing. In retrospect, a lot of people are looking back at Eric Greitens and saying, you know what? He might be able to run for office again. He might be able to win if he runs for office again. I'm going to throw this out to you. If Eric Greitens in the future decides to run for governor or Senate seat or whatever, we're talking somewhere out of the state of Missouri, would you vote for him? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I get this feeling a lot of people would be able to look past what happened, and I bet a lot of people would vote for him again. I really do. Here's the story that has really spurred this conversation. It's from Real Clear Politics. Could Missouri's Eric Greitens make a political comeback? It's written by Steve Hantler. And I'll go through some of the points on this, and I really am more interested in finding out if you would actually vote for him. So he starts by giving the premise. The Brett Kavanaugh hearings, the Russian collusion hoax, the Nancy Pelosi-driven impeachment process shows how far liberals in a deep state are willing to go to weaponize the justice system. Enter Kim Gardner, one of George Soros' hand-picked prosecutors, will finally have to comply with a judge's order and testify about her and her investigators' conduct in bringing a false charge against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. Says Soros has spent millions to fund prosecutors all over the country, and it appears the national liberals are concerned about Gardner's fate. The day before Gardner was going to answer questions, she's holding a rally billed as, quote, seven great prosecutors coverage on St. Louis to support Kim Gardner, who funded six of these prosecutors. Of course, it's George Soros. He goes on to say, the author of this article, an ex-FBI agent handpicked by Gardner, personally hired by her at taxpayer expense and supervised only by her, as seen charged with seven felonies, is becoming clear that Gardner worked with an ex-FBI agent to stage an investigation into Greitens, when in fact the ex-FBI agent's reports were based on Gardner's own work, complete with fabricated statements. when we were looking at some of these different things that we saw on a national scale, federally speaking, against President Trump, what was one of the things that were reported when it came to the FISA court abuse? It was falsifying, not correcting the record, using intel from the political opponent in order to spur an investigation. It sounds awfully similar to things that we're learning now on how this whole investigation began with Eric Greitens to begin with. Are we starting to see some of the different blueprints used over and over again? Now, the author says the damage done to Greitens was immense. His family saddled with millions of dollars in legal bills, fake news attacks, coordination from insiders, attacks from all sides. Why did a Soros-backed prosecutor go after Greitens? He said it's simple. Greitens was an outsider. National Democrats saw him as a threat early on, and that's where the attack began. And he talks a little bit more of this article, and it goes through it. And he lays out the case that once we saw this play in Missouri, it really was a same old on the national scale over and over again against other people, including Donald Trump. So here's the question, all right? Now that we know more about the prosecutor here in St. Louis, the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, once we know more about some of the shadiness that went on, was it appropriate or not to bring charges? Was there enough evidence? Was there lies? Was there perjury? Was there things that could perhaps have her lose her license in Missouri? Is she going to get removed from office because of that? Will she get voted out of office? You know, there's a lot of other storylines going on in the main figure for trying to take down the governor. Once we find out that she wasn't all that good to begin with, maybe we gave him the bad shake in all of this. Maybe he runs for office again because of that. Would you vote for him? Let's take some of your calls. Fred, how are you?
Living the dream.
Would you vote for Eric Greitens if he ran for office again?
Only because of Kim Gardner.
Yeah? Well, why do you say that?
Because she's an embarrassment.
Yeah. So it really, you would be able to look past everything that happened before because knowing what we know now, a lot of it shouldn't have come up to begin with.
I'm not saying he's a model citizen, but when it comes to that situation, I would definitely vote for him.
Okay, so if he ran for governor or a senate or something like that, you would consider it?
I would.
Okay, wow. Okay, thanks, Fred. Good to hear from you. Have a good night. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ryan?
Good. Would you vote for Eric Greitens again?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, everyone's got something in the closet. Now it's all out in the open. And I think Kim Gardner had a vendetta against him in the first place. And now the wrath of Khan's coming down on her.
Absolutely, she had a vendetta. It was very politically motivated. It wasn't driven by the facts. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this article, they try to make the point that this whole thing started with their own intel, which is kind of a very inappropriate way to roll this thing out. You know, it's you're trying to influence something that should be independent. But if we find out that it was improper with the way it was brought up, and you know what? If she has to turn over all these documents, she has to testify in front of a grand jury, we can very well find out that all of these things are true, then it would make Eric Greitens look a lot better right about now.
Yeah, you know, and then the thing with Bell, you know, they're going to prosecute him too.
With, say that again? Oh, Wesley Bell.
Yeah.
About what? What were they going to prosecute him for?
Well, perjury for one, or wasn't it?
You're thinking about William Tisby?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bell. Kisby, yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
The worst that they have against Bell right now is that he prefers to park where he shouldn't park, which is embarrassing. But no, there's nowhere near the scale of embarrassment with Wesley Bell as there is Kim Gardner. So,
right. No, yeah, I was thinking of Tisby. And if I remember right, there was a lot of people when Greitens was in there was not going to be able to get a lot of money. There was something to do with some with apartments or something down south.
Oh,
they weren't going to get money or whatever, but there was something.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But hey, thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
All right, so we have two people right now, and both of them said, yes, I would vote for Eric Greitens if he ran for office. So right now the score is 2-0. Would you vote for Eric Greitens? 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. Let's just use this as a blanket opportunity. We don't have to hypothetically guess where he's going to run for office. Let's just say it's here in the state of Missouri. 436-7900. You can text that in too. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Radio's BS detector. Mark Reardon. Weekday afternoons at 2 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
So here we are now looking back at the whole Eric Greitens case a little bit differently. And if Kim Gardner is removed from office for gross incompetence, we may be able to go back and look at that case and say, well, maybe he didn't get a fair shake at this sort of thing. And some people would even say, yeah, if he were to run for office again, I'd vote for him. Knowing what we know, I'd vote for him. Are you one of those people? Would you vote for him if you ran for office? Yes or no? Right now, the score is 2-0. Toot say yes. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, very good. Would you vote for Eric Greitens?
Absolutely, 100%, sir.
Why would you?
I feel like Greitens was hung out to dry and didn't get a fair share on his on the trial. And obviously the case was thrown out. It was forced, you know, he was forced out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was part of the agreement or whatnot. Yeah, and you know what? There wasn't enough evidence to begin with. You can tell it was politically motivated from the beginning. So there was a lot, all those different fingerprints of George Soros and this type of the reason why this prosecutor was put in. The motivations were there, not the evidence for the crime. So that's interesting. Hey, thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks.
All right, so we have 3 yes and 0 say no so far. 314-436-7900. Let's go to Damon. Hello, Damon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Would you vote for Eric Greitens?
No. No way.
Okay. Why not?
I really don't care about whether he was guilty of anything. I just know that in the process of them finding all these things out, from the find out that Eric Greitens wasn't the high moral standing guy that he claimed to be. He claimed to be a Christian and all these other things. The man had an affair. Mm-hmm. On his wife, and with a woman that had a husband.
Mm-hmm.
It was all kind of campaign things and donations that was questioned. No, I wouldn't vote for Eric Greitens because I have the same type of looking at him with a raised eyebrow that I have for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Any man that would marry 3 times and cheat on each one is doing the same thing for the country. He's cheating our country. Emollient, everything else is going on. No, I wouldn't vote for Eric Greitens. I'd vote for Donald Duck before I vote for Eric Greitens.
So that's where you draw the line in something like this. Even though he wasn't found guilty of a crime, though you know the actions were there, even though it wouldn't have been, that's enough.
He's a cheater. And anytime you cheat and you lie, that means that you can cheat and lie about anything.
Mm.
You have to look at Donald Trump's example. I mean, the same thing with Bill Clinton. I mean, I don't consider myself a conservative. I don't consider myself a liberal. What I consider myself is I look at people. Mm-hmm. I voted Republican before. I voted Democratic before. But what I do is I look at a person, what I believe is their character.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, powerful men like to do things outside of their marriage sometimes. But Donald Trump goes a little bit beyond, you know, the norm. He is basically sick. And Eric Greitens, don't trust him.
Okay.
I don't trust him at all.
Well, there you go. So we'll put you down for a no. Thank you, Damon. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Jerry, who's calling in. Hi, welcome to Overnight America.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Would you vote for Eric Greitens?
No, I would not, simply because, you know, whether he's guilty or innocent or what have you. Once you reach this pinnacle of public opinion, either yes, no, or indifferent, you're not going to be able to execute your office effectively, in my mind. You know, you'll always have doubt in people's mind. It'll always be an uphill battle.
Oh. So
therefore, not be as effective as somebody who doesn't have this type of stigma.
Yeah. So, like, let's say, okay, so hypothetically in this scenario, let's say people do vote for him. He's elected into office. Where would he be less effective because of this baggage?
Well, you know, you got to be able to mix with a lot of people in Jefferson. Mm. And
yeah, he didn't have friends.
Someone
there.
Will always be against you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that was
so
one of the things.
The ineffectiveness, you know.
Yeah.
And that was, I call it an uphill battle.
Yeah. So, all right. Very good.
Why pay somebody for that?
Okay. Hey, very good. Thank you, Jerry. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
All right, bye. And that was one of the big things during this whole time. The idea that he was able to fight this was brought up, but then very quickly realized there wasn't a lot of friends he had in Jefferson City. So those responsible, the ones that would be able to defend him or the ones that would be able to hold the line if they believed this was politically motivated, he didn't have the support. He was someone that wasn't talking, didn't communicate. He wasn't friendly. He didn't play that game. And that was part of the reason why he didn't believe he'd have enough support. If this thing would have been drawn out, they would have, I guess, taken him and removed him from office in other ways. All right, so far we have three say yes, they would vote for Eric Greitens. Two say no. Let's go to Colleen. Hi.
Hi, I think there's probably a lot of parallel between what happened to Trump and the presidency and the corruption as what happened with Eric Greitens here, is that he was going against the machine and people were doing corrupt things, and he doesn't have the money of Donald Trump and couldn't fight all those legal battles and fees, but I think he's a strong, good man. None of us are perfect, and I think 70% cheat. So
what?
It's not a reason.
Wait, 70% cheat?
Yeah, that's a sociological number, 70%.
Wait, okay, so physically cheat, or we're talking about like emotional cheating as well?
Physically cheats on their spouse.
There is no way 70% physically cheat on their spouse. Colleen, that can't be true. Is it really?
Look it up. It's really true.
Okay.
Yep. Look up in the animal world also. But anyway, I think that had he had the courage and the strength and the funding that Donald Trump has, he may have been able to survive this, but he didn't, and he has a young family, and I wouldn't put my family through it. And the corruption in politics is just ruining our country. So you would.
Strong
men to fight that.
You would vote for Eric Greitens if he ran again.
I probably would.
Okay,
yes.
Let me gauge your level of support for Eric Greitens. So you would vote for him. Would you be active on social media and tell people you're voting for him?
Probably, yes.
Okay, would you donate to his campaign?
Probably.
Would you put up a yard sign?
I didn't do that for Donald Trump either because of crazy people in the world.
Okay, so there's where the line is for you, too. All right, thank you, Colleen. Yep. Good to hear from you.
All right,
bye.
Take care.
Let's go to B, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hello. Yeah, I would vote for him again. Yeah. I voted for him the first time, and I'd vote for him again.
Yeah, so with everything that happened before, you're able to look past all of that, or does any of that trouble you to begin with?
No, it didn't.
Okay, so you were able to see it for the political witch hunt that it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you would vote for him again. Okay, are you hoping he runs for office?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You know, I don't know if he will or not. Sometimes when you see these articles, these opinion pieces that come out, they're kicking the tires. There might be a little bit of interest there, and they're just trying to gauge if there is enough support for it. This could be one of those early indicators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely would vote for him again.
Sounds good.
Because I think they went after him, and they got him.
Very good. Hey, thank you. Be good to hear from you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey, man. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Very good. Would you vote for Eric Greitens if he ran for office again?
As a matter of fact, I would. And I'm going to tell you why, man. Because when he was in office and all that stuff was going down, I go to the comedy clubs a lot, and it was a hoot listening to them to make fun of him. There's this old boy calling him 50 Shades of Greitens. It was funny, man.
So you're doing it for the entertainment value is the reason?
Oh, yeah, man. That's what it all is. He's in, you know, man. Yeah, poor guy. Yeah, he dug his own grave, man. I ain't going to, you know, smear the man or nothing like that, you know, but it is what it is, man.
All right. So you would do it just for other reasons, not because you support him politically.
Correct, Amundo.
Wow. Well, Robert, how many other times do you vote that way? Is there any other candidates because of that?
Oh, every single time. There's nothing but one big comedy show. Yeah, man, every single time. Man.
So when you go in, you're looking for the biggest show that could be put on.
That's what it is, man. I'm part of the machine now, you know. As they say, I'm part of the problem, not the solution.
All right, Robert, good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in.
All right, buddy. You have a good night, man. Thanks, man.
You too. All right. Well, that if you're keeping track at home, we're at 6 votes for yes, 2 votes for no. If Eric Greitens ran for office again, would you vote for him? Would you go into the ballot and check him off right there? We'll take some more of your calls. And, you know, I want to hear more from people that won't vote for him. So, I mean, it's pretty overwhelming, you know, 6-2 right now. 314-436-7900. Hold on if you're on the line. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Want you to imagine this. The Blues game. Everyone's going crazy. You know, Blues doing well. All of a sudden, the lights dim. Jeremy Boyer, the organ player, starts playing what would sound like a WWF wrestling intro. And up from the rafters comes Eric Greitens gliding down. And he announces that he's running for office again. Remember how he did that at one of the bull riding things here in Missouri? I think it was in Springfield. Eric Greitens announces he's going to run for office again. The crowd either goes crazy or they start booing. It could be a mixture of both. Let's say he's on the ballot. You have an opportunity to vote for him or vote for his opponent. What do you do? Do you vote for Eric Greitens? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I would like to see him rappel from the ceiling at Enterprise during an event. Let's go to Sherman, who's calling in. Hi.
Hey, hello. I tell you one thing. This is definitely entertaining. Robert did a mic drop. That was excellent. The last caller.
Robert? All right, so
mic drop.
He's got other motivations. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would, you know, I'm sad to say this, but I would say no. And the reason why I would say no is because, and I commend you because this is actually a good subject because of the dilemma we're in right now with the president. And that's a good question for the president that, I mean, can he come back if he gets removed from office since he's been impeached? Can he run again?
President, yes. And just like that, I mean, you can only serve two consecutive terms. I guess technically speaking, Bill Clinton could run for office again. So, I mean, I don't think there's anything that would prevent him if he was impeached. But, and, you know, that's kind of like a different topic in general. But, you know, for Eric Greitens' case, yeah. I think we're more interested in finding out what's going to be discovered because of Kim Gardner. So if we discover something new and there was a lot of inappropriate behavior based on the way that they were targeting him, that may shed him in a more positive light, which could lead the way to him running for office again.
Well, I agree. I would have to still stick firm with no unless the legal allegations was really just if they were overturned or he was exonerated completely, you know, because those are legal allegations. But I'm in a dilemma because of this is the present state of our country. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people are unforgiving. They're ruthless in politics. Are playing games with us as well. So I still would have to stick firm unless he's exonerated.
All right. He was technically not charged. So, he's not found guilty of anything. All right. I'll put you down for a no. Thank you, Sherman.
Thanks.
Bye. Let's go to Nancy in St. Louis. Nancy, hello.
Hi, Ryan.
Would you
absolutely
vote?
Not.
You would say no for
no. For one thing, you'd be hard pressed to get me to vote Republican.
Okay.
I'll never say never, but you'd be pretty hard pressed.
Yeah.
To get me to vote Republican.
So you wouldn't vote for anyone with that R next to their name anyway.
Probably not.
Okay.
You'd have to really convince me. Now, let's just say Kim Gardner was running, I'd probably vote for Republican. I have a feeling I don't think much of her.
If there was a primary, you'd vote for her opponent, someone running.
I'd probably vote for her opponent. Yeah. I have a feeling she's really not doing the right thing.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter. Let's say Eric Greitens was a Democrat. Would you vote for Eric Greitens?
I don't know. I'd have to really know what he stood for. But I think based on what he did before, I don't know.
Okay, I'll put
probably,
you down.
But I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nancy. Good to hear from you.
Right. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, we were kind of dancing there at the moment. So I'm putting a no for Nancy. No for Nancy. So if you're keeping track at home, 6 would say yes, 4 would say no. How about we try Maggie calling in next? Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, thank you. Mm-hmm. I would not vote for Eric Greitens because he has demonstrated that he doesn't have respect for the word of law, the rule of law, and the Constitution. He manipulates the situation to meet his own needs. I mean, there are checks and balances for a reason, and I think if you respect our country and our Constitution, you respect that. I'm afraid I don't remember the exact circumstances, but I remember there was a time when he fired someone that he had hired, a head of a department, who didn't agree with him about something, who voted against something he wanted. And you may know what I'm talking about. I don't remember.
See, I don't remember
either.
Very
ineffective. But anyway, he got rid of the guy that he put in office. When you put someone in office, to me, you're saying, no one can do it alone. I'm getting these people around me that I trust. This is the expert in this area. But when the expert doesn't vote the way you want to further your own agenda, you fire him. So
you're voting for completely different reasons. All of the different allegations against him, forget about that. It's that.
No. Not okay. All of the different allegations. First of all, right. I don't care what he did sexually. He broke the law when he used the mailing list for his charitable contributions, for his charitable agency, for his campaign. I think that's probably the reason he resigned, and he did it with a quickness once that was established. And no, I wouldn't vote for Kim Gardner. I think she was trying to frame a perfectly guilty man.
Thanks, Maggie. Good to hear from you.
All right,
bye. Frame a perfectly guilty man. I love the verbiage in that. I hope Kevin Colleen is listening right now. He loves those little play on words. So if you're keeping track, 6 people say yes, 5 people say no. Let's go to Diane. Welcome to Overnight America.
Okay, I'll even the score. It's 6-6.
Ooh.
I do care what he did sexually, but that's not the main reason that I would not vote for him. There's enough corruption in the government, and we sure as hell don't need him back. I mean, good riddance.
Well, what was the corruption that you're referring to?
I'm referring to Washington.
Washington? So, I mean, as a governor, you're pretty separated from that.
Well, just more of the same.
He was more or less one of those anti-Washington type of people. I think he was.
Oh, not really. He would fit right in.
You think so? I mean, that's not.
I think so.
I need an example. I'm not going to change your vote, of course, but I just need an example of why you feel that way.
Well, you know, the lady that spoke before me,
mm-hmm.
she pretty much said it all. She didn't talk for very long, but she said a lot.
Okay.
All
right, I understand.
He's in it for himself. He's not in it for the people of Missouri or the American people. He's in it for himself.
Okay.
And he's gone, and I hope he never comes back.
Well, thanks, Diane.
In fact, I would campaign against him.
All right. Hey, you would campaign against him?
You're darn right.
Wow, Diane. All right. You announced it here, and you heard it here first on Overnight America. Thank you, Diane. All right, bye. And Diane will take your vote. So right now it's tied 6-6. Now, let's not forget, I mean, he is a former Navy SEAL. He served 4 tours. He has a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. So to say that he's doing it all for himself, 4 tours, Purple Heart, I can't accept that. Let's go to Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hi. Put me in, I'd vote for him again.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, I think this is the people elected him, and Gardner was part of the cabal that was going to take him out mm-hmm. with the Soros money, and they succeeded, and I think they're trying to do that to Trump, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of similarities, isn't there?
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know any of them. All of them, the politicians, mm-hmm. have a degree in lying. If their lips are moving, they're lying. So just mm-hmm. make that the basic line.
Yeah, we can understand there is a lot of similarities in that department.
But I would vote for him. I voted for him before, and I'd vote for him again.
Would you enthusiastically vote for him?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so let's go down the line.
You because of that.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go down the line, and we'll see how far you would go. So you would vote for him. Would you go on social media and tell other people you're voting for him?
I'm old, and it's kind of like I don't express my religion.
Your politics, yeah.
In social media, I mean, I would, if there was a one-on-one conversation or, you know, where it came up, I wouldn't hesitate to speak my mind.
Would you?
But I'm not out there to change anybody's mind.
Would you donate money to his campaign?
Yes.
Okay. Would you put a yard sign up in your yard?
No, I don't live in a neighborhood where that would be workable.
Okay. See, no one wants to put the yard sign up anymore.
Well, I live in a neighborhood where you can't get stuff delivered to your house, like Papa John's or Domino's or, you know.
Yeah. Well, but Nancy, I understand. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. I was ready to go to sleep, and now you got me fired up.
I know. When you right now, you put the vote 7 yes, 6 no. So you put the vote up in the yes category. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let me take some more calls here at 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line. Let me go to the text line. Let me see if anyone texted in. Okay, here's one text message. Catherine Hanaway, to me, was the best candidate, only voted for Eric Greitens because she put her support to him, figured she would be someone in his administration, but it didn't happen. No to Greitens. That's a text message that came in. So that evens out the score again. Right now it's 7-7. It's almost like we need a couple of tiebreakers. 800-925-1120 is the number you can call as well. We'll take a few more of your calls coming up next. We can't end this on a tie. Come on now. It's Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
No, that's the question some people are wondering. Could Missouri's Eric Greitens make a political comeback? Will he be the comeback kid? You know, it makes me wonder, it really does make me wonder if people would support him or not. And that's why I'm asking you that question at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We got a couple of more text messages coming in. I'll read those in a moment. I want to get to Mark first, who's in St. Louis. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Ryan. What's up?
Well, would you vote for an Eric Greitens if you ran for office again?
No, Eric's had his chance.
It's gone. Ship has sailed. All right.
Too much dirt.
Would you? Did you vote for him before?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. So you're someone that would look at this and say enough's enough, even if he were to try to run for office, it wouldn't be in.
Yeah. The history proves that he's not a valid candidate.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised right now the vote. You put the vote over, so there's more no's than yeses right now. Does that surprise you?
No, not really, because once you're dirty, you're dirty. Would you vote for him?
I don't know. You know, I guess it depends who he's running up against. It all depends. I just don't know.
Yeah. Did you vote for him before?
I didn't live here at the time. I moved here just a couple of years ago, so I wasn't here during that last one. So,
yeah, no, once you're dirty, you're dirty.
Well, so what's the thing that broke it for you? What was the dirty thing you did that really made it so you'd never vote for him?
Well,
is it the allegations, the sex allegations, or is it something different?
Cheating on his wife.
Cheating on his wife. So that was where the line was drawn.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're dirty.
That's it. Thanks, Mark. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
All right, so he votes a no. Right now, there's more no's than yeses. Let me go to the text messages while we're getting a call here. Here's a text message that says no to Greitens. Another text message that came in said, I love Greitens. Read his book before he ran for office. He joined the Peace Corps. Soros and LITC lawyers went after him. He failed because he didn't have the temperament and EQ to create relationships to get stuff done. Then right after that says no. Okay. Here's one that says no way. Wow. So the no's are well outweighing the yeses right now. I was not expecting it to end out this way. I mean, there was a lot of yeses right off the bat and now a lot of no's calling in. 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. Larry's calling in. Would you vote for Eric Greitens if he ran for office again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why? What would make you vote for him?
His dedication to his service. I mean, you know, you don't. Whoever said that he didn't respect the Constitution, I'm a veteran, and that's absurd. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I would vote for him. I voted for him before I vote for him.
Very good. Thanks, Larry. Good to hear from you.
All right. Bye.
So that puts it at, let's see, 8 yeses and 11 noes. And the thing that's interesting with all of this, he did some unbelievable work through his charity, helped a lot of people, through his charity. Very, again, for his service and everything involved with that, 4 tours. He had a Purple Heart, Bronze Star. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Great book. He was looked at as one of the top leaders in the country. Was it Forbes? Did Forbes have the magazine, the top 50 leaders? And he was named one of them because of his charitable work. Let's go to Betty. Hi, would you vote for Eric Greitens if he ran for office again?
I sure would.
Ooh, okay, so that you're number 9. You're still being outweighed. Listen, the people listening right now that wouldn't vote for Eric Greitens, why don't you give your pitch of why they should vote for him?
Well, if I had to vote only because I agree with every thing somebody said or disagree with something they said, I would never vote again. I have to use my own judgment in what I think is best for myself and the country. None of us are pure.
Yeah. He took on the establishment. He was a big defender of the Second Amendment.
That's right.
Opposed Obamacare expansion, stood up against sanctuary cities. I mean, there was some pretty positive things here. And even on his way out, he was looking at some other things like reform when it comes to the justice system. That was well before Donald Trump took that up. So,
that's right.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time on a couple of these different things, things that you wouldn't expect a Republican to be on the side of. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, I would. You know, I'll put a sign up in the yard.
Let's go down the list. Let's see how far. So you would vote for him? Would you tell all your friends that you're voting for him?
Sure. Why not? Okay. I'm not ashamed of my vote.
Would you donate to his campaign?
I sure would.
Would you do a yard sign?
Yes.
All right. Let's see how far you would go. Would you knock on doors and help get support for him that way?
In my neighborhood, yes.
Okay. Would you name a child Eric on his behalf?
No, because I don't have children.
All right, so no. Okay, how about a cat or a dog? Would you do a pet?
I don't have a pet.
No pets?
And I doubt it. Not because it's him. Eric is not a very good name for a dog or a cat.
What about a goldfish?
Well, I might go that far.
Yeah, well, so that's good. Like producer Mike just said, it would work because, you know, dogs, when they growl, you can do Greitens. That's perfect.
Oh, hey, that's good. I like that.
All right, so we'll put you down for naming your next dog Greitens. Thank you, Betty. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
I like it. So Betty's a yes. I almost want to put an extra vote next to Betty because she's so enthusiastic. I'm going to do that. All right, so I'm going to mark 2 votes for Betty. Why? Because she's going to convince one of her neighbors to vote for Eric Greitens. I can tell that's going to happen. So as of right now, there's 11 no's and 10 yeses. Let's go to Sue in St. Louis. Hi.
Sue?
Yes, Sue, are you there?
Hi. I'd vote for him.
You would vote for him. Why?
I would vote for him. I liked him. He was young. He was aggressive. Mm-hmm. He had some really good ideas, mm-hmm. and you've mentioned them along the way.
Yeah.
I liked his personality. I liked that he was a veteran. I liked what he did for the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I'd vote for him.
Very good. Are you listening to KMOX on a smart speaker?
No.
Are you listening?
No, and I didn't turn my radio down. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It seemed like that was a pretty long delay. It's, sometimes the technology will do that.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
All right. So right now, Sue puts the vote. It's 11 to 11. Whew. This is down the line. How about we go to Mark? Hi. Would you vote for Eric Greitens if he ran for office again?
And it's hard to say yes, but yes, I would vote for him. There's nothing that would make me vote against him.
Okay.
It would depend on who's running against him, but yes, I'd vote for him.
So based on his platform, his ideas, things you think he can do for Missouri, you're confident enough it outweighs what we know?
With his platform and everything and the things that, he was right in my ballpark. Yes.
All right. Very good. What did you tell producer Mike? Did you say something to him? He was smiling in there.
Pardon?
Did you tell our producer something funny?
I may be losing you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Hey, have a good night.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, right now we're looking at 12 yeses, 11 no. So I guess it's decided if Eric Greitens runs for office, he will be elected. Why? Because here on Overnight America, we determine the outcomes here. We are like the true town hall for something like this. We're like the town call. We're the town call. No, 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 don't tell me the yes has gone twice. No, Betty was willing to go door to door. She would have convinced some of her neighbors to vote yes. So that's why she got two votes. I went down the line. She was willing to name her dog Greitens. I mean, that deserves two votes right there. Another hour of Overnight America coming up next. You're listening to KMOX.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.